Anvisa recalls Ipair cleaning products for bacterial contamination and explains how to spot the batch on the label. Recall notice. Anvisa orders recall of Ipair products from Lot 1. What happened? Anvisa has ordered the recall of certain Ipair brand products, including detergents, liquid laundry soap, and a disinfectant, from all lots whose final digit is 1. The items were bottled at Ipair's Amparo, São Paulo factory between April and September. The agency cites contamination with the bacterium Pseudomonas aeruginosa and says the manufacturing facility showed lapses in good manufacturing practices, allowing the organism to be present. Consumer guidance: consumers who own affected products should stop using them immediately and contact the company's SAC customer service for instructions on the recall process. The agency notes that only the lots ending in the number 1 are impacted. How to identify affected products? A video guide is available to help shoppers identify the affected labels. Look for products with final digits of 1 on their lot numbers. Regulatory details and company response: the full list of affected products and lots appears in Resolution 1.834/2026, published in the May 7 edition of the Diario Official da União DOU. Only the lots ending with 1 are affected, according to authorities. In a statement, Ipair said the products are safe and asked Anvisa to review the decision. Background and context: officials say the issue has drawn regulatory attention since last November, when Pseudomonas aeruginosa was detected in 3 liquid laundry detergents from the brand. The bacterium is not highly contagious, but can cause infections in people with weak immune systems and is a concern in hospital settings. Conclusion: across the recall, the priority remains consumer safety and rapid containment. Anvisa's action to pull all Lot 1 products and to heighten market monitoring underscores the seriousness of lapses in good manufacturing practices at the Amparo facility and the potential risk posed by Pseudomonas aeruginosa, especially to the immunocompromised. Ipair maintains the products are safe and has asked for a review, while authorities urge affected shoppers to stop use and follow the SAC instructions. The guidance includes identifying affected products by their lot numbers and contacting the company for recall steps, which aims to remove the contaminated lots from shelves and prevent exposure. Going forward, regulatory authorities at both state and local levels will intensify monitoring to safeguard the market, support recall compliance, and uphold public health confidence. The case highlights the need for ongoing transparency and rigorous adherence to manufacturing standards to prevent future contamination. Frequently asked questions: 1. What products are recalled and why? Anvisa recalls Ipair detergents, liquid laundry soap, and disinfectants. All lots with final digit 1 are affected. Contamination by Pseudomonas aeruginosa is the cause. The Amparo plant in SP produced them from April to September. People with weak immune systems are at risk. Stop using them now. Contact the company's SAC for recall steps. Ipair says the products are safe and asks Anvisa to rethink the decision. 2. How can I tell if my product is affected? Check the batch number on the label. Only batches ending in 1 are affected. A video explains how to read the label. If the last digit is 1, do not use it. 3. Which products are included and when were they made? Detergents, liquid laundry soap, and disinfectants are included. They were bottled at Amparo SP from April to September. All affected lots end with 1. The full list is in the Diario Official da União May 7. 4. What should I do if I have a batch ending in 1? Stop using it immediately. Set it aside. Contact the company's SAC for recall instructions. Follow their steps to return or discard. Keep the packaging until told otherwise. 5. What do Anvisa and Ipair say about the recall? Anvisa warns of risk from Pseudomonas aeruginosa and to stop circulating affected lots. They will heighten market monitoring. Ipair says the products are safe and asks Anvisa to revisit the decision. They note a prior bacteria finding last year.